B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy!
Hey, Sam, it's Jeffrey. where the hell am I? I'm on Daniel somewhere.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And I was just, I know that you know the Daniels area well, and do you know where I can find a gender-neutral bathroom? You know, like one with a kid's changing station?
They go to like a major chain restaurant. They all got the...
What's wrong with just a men's room?
Yeah, what's wrong with just a men's room? You don't have any kids.
They're just cleaner. You know.
If you got to go, you go. You go to a portalette gas station. Tommy goes to a lot of gas station restrooms. You just go to a... Go and do it. If you have to go to...
I need one that's gender neutral, that is like for families.
That is so sick.
You get off my back.
I'm not on your back, and trust me, you'll never find me there.
Oh, God.
You sick bastard.
I'm sorry. I'm not really myself.
Right.
I have just been through major trauma.
Right. Then just go in your pant.
Oh, God.
You've been through major trauma.
What happened? Car wreck?
What's going on with you? You're on Daniel's.
I'm on Daniel. My flight just landed.
Oh, well, where did you come from?
I went in the Los Angeles area, West Hollywood in particular.
West Hollywood?
It was supposed to be, kind of an extended boys' night out.
I don't want to know!
I went with my bro, Thad.
Thad?
You went with your bro, Thad.
Yeah, he's really cool. He does the swimming pool maintenance for the homo ass.
For the what?
What? The homo ass?
He's the swimming pool maintenance guy for the homo ass.
What does that mean?
Talking about the homeowners association.
The homeowners association.
Are you curious? Confused?
Not with you. I know your type.
You know I'm tight.
No, I know you're sick. What do you want? Why are you calling me?
I was calling you to see if you knew it was a gender-neutral bathroom because I just got off the flight.
Look for yourself. I use what they call a men's room.
Try the TGI Apple Tuesdays.
Yeah, try that. They got a diaper deck where you can just lie there and spread out.
Okay, thank you.
All right, I'm following you that so far, Jeff.
Well, anyway, we booked this vacation, and it was just going to be fabulous. Uh-huh. I booked this just a beautiful suite at the San Vicente Inn.
I'm not familiar with the San Vicente Inn.
You should be. Just fabulous.
Well, what's that? Tell me about that place.
It's a resort in the Los Angeles area.
Uh-huh.
So me and my bro, Thad, were kicking it at the San Vicente.
Right, place for buddies to go.
Uh-huh. And he was kind of like my bunk mate. Dude, we were on the prowl, the night before, because we're on vacation and we're in the Los Angeles, West Hollywood area. Kicking it everywhere. We were at Fiesta Cantina.
Mm-hmm.
We were at a place called The Back Door.
They sound like gay clubs to me, Joffrey.
Hey, Stan.
Yes.
I found the San Vicente Inn I Googled it.
What is it?
Yeah, I found it on
Isn't it beautiful?
I found it on gaytravel.com.
What?
West Hollywood's only gay and clothing optional men's resorts.
So sick.
Well, I didn't know about the gay part. I just knew it was clothing optional.
You perv. You creep.
Let me tell you something. What a pool.
Did you see other nude men out there?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Didn't bother you at all.
I was just like, where's the chicks? Yeah. So that explains that, I guess.
Yeah.
I got a message board.
Yeah, you do.
There were stains on the toilet, and next to it, an empty lube container.
What? You know what? I don't want you. You know what? You know, don't ask, don't tell kind of thing. You can live your life any way you want. But don't come on this radio show,
Joffrey. I've got to swing by the radio station.
No, you don't.
Because I know you collect matchbooks.
Not from that place.
And I got you one from Fiesta Cantina.
Fiesta, do you know about that?
I Google that.
What is it?
tropical gay bar with half-shirted men delivering tasty Mexican morsels.
Oh, okay.
How about and that? I got you a matchbook from the Fault Line Bar, which was ironic as all hell.
Call it. Look that up. The Fault Line Bar. What is that?
Okay, it's a rock club.
Yeah, okay.
Leather, rock, and a whole lot of...
Oh. Whole lot of rooster.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we were hitting everywhere. We were hitting the Mother Lode, the Normandy Room, Oil Can Harry's, the Factory, Rawhide.
Yeah,
these are all gay?
Yeah.
They're all gay.
Gaylounge.com.
If you ever go out, because I know you're a rambling, gambling man, you should really try. This was a great restaurant called Pure Luck.
Look up Pure Luck. Okay. Do they have gay restaurants now where, you know, men in tank tops and shorty shorts serve you flaming kebabs? What is this?
Okay, I got Pure Luck.
What is that?
Vegetarian food so good, you won't miss the meat. It was formerly known as Dudes.
And then another place that was real good was called the O-Bar.
Look up the O-Bar.
All right, hang on.
West Hollywood.
These are all West Hollywood,
yeah. At every gay...
The only bad thing I would say about the O-Bar is it was a little bit hard to hear. It was kind of noisy.
Okay.
What is that?
It says it's a noisy place, the food is great, and the West Hollywood boys are out in force.
Hey.
What?
Yeah.
Did you eat a place called Mark's?
Yeah, did you eat at Mark's?
Yes, I did.
Your neighborhood gay restaurant, good food, cute waiters.
That's from the gay message board. You hit all the hot spots, didn't you? You and
it's
Thad.
Almost like you planned to.
Yeah, it's
gay
almost
places.
Like you planned to really f it up over the weekend.
Well, I don't know where you dudes are coming from.
Oh, dude, we're dudes now. What are you, a little Miss Tutu?
Because I got a little WeHo attitude going.
WeHo,
what's that?
West Hollywood.
Oh,
he's speaking the lingo now.
You know what?
He completely ingratiated himself.
You are a creep. And the thing is,
you know what? That's where he belongs.
I think so.
He's a top out there.
Right? Yeah, you're a top. What's a top
instead of a bottom?
Oh yeah, you're a top out there, aren't you?
Anywho,
you're a top out there, aren't you, baby oil?
Anywho.
You know, I will say this again, as I've said to you so many times before.
What?
Don't call here anymore.
Anywho, Thad was such a sweetheart.
Yeah,
because
sweetheart. He's a love. He's
a little
sweetheart.
Potential embarrassing moment on the trip home.
Oh, you did on the flight back, did you? What happened?
I don't know, but, you know, after a trip like that, it was like Mr. Sandman just wouldn't leave me alone. And I fell asleep on the airplane.
Right, as so many people do.
And Thaddeus was just as sweet as he could be.
Right, he's American. Because
I had fallen asleep,
right.
and he'd moved the armrest up, and he let me use his lap as a pillow.
Oh, come on! Why don't you just shut up there, Daisy?
And I looked up at him and I said, you know what, Thad? I feel like I'm floating on a cloud. And he says, you really are, actually.
But, yeah, because in the jet floating up there at 35,000 feet.
And then it was so funny. We both had to go to the bathroom at the same time.
You sick!
Me and my bro, Thad.
Yeah.
We're saying that, you know what? We ought to get everybody together and just bring the whole homo ass out to West Hollywood.
Yeah, the whole homeowners association.
Just do WeHo right.
Right. You know what? Yeah. I got a little piece of advice for you. Just a little. Granted, there is a homosexual community out there, and that's great. You know, there's hardworking people, and they live their lives. They're law-abiding citizens. But a majority of our audience does not want to hear 15 minutes of you going to every gay bathhouse,
restaurant. I don't know what you're talking about.
Hotel, gay-friendly this, nude, optional, man in tube top thongs. I don't want to hear any of that.
You talk about the tropical gay bar with half-shirted men delivering tasty Mexican morsels.
Yeah. Oh, Fiesta Cantina.
Right. Yeah, yeah. They want to hear that anymore. Now,
I don't know. You know, maybe I really did enjoy it out there. It just felt like a second home.
What do you ask you just before I hang up on you, not let you go or say goodbye, hang up on you. Let me out of your gay experience out in
I did not have a gay experience.
Yeah, you did. What was your most favorite place to go to while you were out there? What's the one place now that you're back home looking for a gender neutral restroom? What was the one place out there that you said, you know what, I can't wait to come back and come here again?
I don't know. There's so many. I enjoyed Rawhide.
Rawhide. What's that, Tommy?
It's just another in a long line of
gay bars,
gay themed bars.
There was another place.
Clubs.
Called Encounters. I enjoyed that very much.
What does that say?
I don't have Encounters.
You don't have Encounters in there? What do you encounter more?
I enjoyed the back door and the Silver Fox. But I think probably my favorite was Church Fetish Fridays.
I'm hanging up on you now, Joffrey.
I'm telling you, you dudes would just eat it up out
no,
there.
No, we wouldn't.
There's a drive! Way back! It might be! It could be! And
don't worry, I'm not going to hurt you.
I perform acts in private. I have been for the past 5 years, actually, for close friends, parties, that sort of thing. But I do it with conger eels and a couple of pet whippets. And frankly, it brings the house down.
Stand and hit it. Stand and
of the most recognizable voices in the world today. Network television, Major League Baseball, and countless documentaries. Yet, because I worked with these guys in the early 90s, I'm obligated to say, you're listening to my friends, Stan and Haney. Mm-hmm. This is beneath me. 96 K-Rock.
Hey! Hey, everybody! Stan and Haney, Monday. Monday edition. Ah, what a weekend. I will say, here's the plus. Here's weekend good side for Stan.
Weekend good side.
Yes, thank you, Haney. Went to Cape Bike Night, saw the folks there. It was great.
Did you hear some Journey tunes?
They were great. That lead singer for that Journey cover band.
Is he Filipino?
No. Wait,
that's the real Journey.
But he had the long dark hair. Was spot on. Then last night, I went to the Seminole Casino and Hotel in Immokalee and saw John Lodge perform.
You were rocking all weekend.
And he was great.
Of course.
Now, there's always a little side deal.
Did you get to speak to him?
Did not. He was backstage. Kathy Baker, who at well, the he, casino,
and,
who's
and,
great.
And besides, he knows the highest regard that we hold him in.
Yeah, but Kathy Baker over there at the casino was great. Gave me great seats for the event. She was
she's a doll.
Fantastic hostess. But Saturday night at Cape Mike Night. I want to thank Junior came out and represented very well at
a lot of maybes.
Cape Mike Night. No, Commitment. Was on stage, handed out some T-shirts.
How did he do with the stage business?
He did good. Good.
Did he have a speaking role or just a T-shirt role?
No speaking role, T-shirt role with, and he was there simply because he's down the street from his house, Dave.
Now, did Dave have a speaking role?
He tried, but let's put it this way. He didn't speak on stage, but he was doing nothing but speaking all night long. Let me get to case in point. He did a couple of good things that we posted. I'll get into that a little bit. But he embarrassed me. He embarrassed my girlfriend. He embarrassed Junior, for that matter, and everybody that was around us in the line to get a cocktail. He's standing there. We just get our drinks. Place was a madhouse. Great turnout for bike night. One of the best ones. And so we're all making, small talk, listening to the music and all that. And he's sitting there, and he's not the center of conversation. So he's got to go and provoke.
Pull his pants down or something.
Was it
really that he wasn't the center?
Yeah. So out of the blue, we weren't even talking about this. We weren't even talking about it. He says to my girlfriend, "Hey, can I ask you a question?" And I'm thinking, what is it about? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that was a little left field there.
Yeah, it was. This is in front of my...
God and everybody.
God and everybody. Bride-to-be. And we're out on a social night on a Saturday. Hey, can I ask you a question? She says, yeah. You work in an office, right? Yeah. A lot of ladies in the office?
Oh,
yeah.
Geez.
You guys all have your periods at the same time?
Oh, God.
Yeah. And I'm like, my jaw's hanging. What? What did you just...
It was like an awkward silence.
Did you just say to my girlfriend? You work with a lot of ladies in that office. You all have the period at the same time? That's what he does! And you wonder why. That's what he does. And she's delightful. Oh, that's okay that he asked that. Okay, Dave. She's still trying
something a teenage boy would blip
something
out.
Something a punk would ask. I just can't believe it. I said, do you hear yourself? But no, you want to be the center of attention. You want to ask a question like that where all heads turn. How did he get home? Because, let me explain. It was so packed at bike night. We had a park like almost like a mile away to get to where the stage was. And so we're all walking back down towards the cigar bar. We were going to go and grab a little nightcap there, and we're all walking back, and Dave's coming. Of course, he didn't pay for nothing. So we're all walking back. Junior's parked down there. I'm parked down there. Jeff Hinchliffe was there.
Oh, that's nice.
And so we're all going down that way, and Dave's following. And I said, "Don't worry about it, Dave. Junior and I will take you back to your car," because I guess he was parked up by, I thought, where
by Tony's.
Out back. I said, "Don't worry, we'll go and drop you back off." He goes, "Oh, don't worry about it, bro. I don't have a car."
What?
How did you get here? What did he do? I mean, how did he get home?
Because he said he rode his bike and threw it in the bushes somewhere.
Yeah, it's in the bushes.
And
somewhere.
He can't remember where.
He said, "Don't worry about it. I don't need a ride back." So we're leaving to go home, and Junior's a night owl, so he's ready to go somewhere else, and Dave wants to go with him, and I told Dave, I said, "You be careful." I said, "I don't want to be hearing about you getting, oh, I'm different now, bro, after people bought him three or four of them. And so I'm different." And so he wanted to go somewhere. He's going, "No, I can't do." I said, "Have a club soda. Have a ginger ale. You can still socialize. You have a beverage in your hand, and it's not alcoholic." And so I guess the two of them went off together, and I don't know what the hell happened the rest of the night.
Now, Junior is 25 years old.
Yes.
Dave is 44
yes.
and successful.
And Junior was going to take care of him the rest of the night. I babysat him the first part of the night. I lost track of him.
What I was going to say is, you know, there's probably not much that they really see eye to eye on.
Not much.
It would be an odd thing for them to socialize.
Yeah. Because of the exact opposite. You think, well, they really have nothing in common. There's such an age difference. Well, a Junior acts more mature than Dave does.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
well, Junior keeps those thoughts inside.
Correct.
Dave blurts them out.
You lost them?
So I went to a bar where my friends were playing.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Dave, come along. You know, let's go have some fun." I went up to the bar. I bought myself a beer, and I was like, "Sorry, Dave, I'm broke too. I can't buy you a beer." And then he's, "All right." So we were talking a little bit. All of a sudden, Dave's like, "Hey, man, I gotta go. I'll be right back." And then I haven't seen him ever since. Yeah,
I'll be back.
Was he abducted?
I don't know. I think he went to some other bar where he knew he'd get free beer.
This is the reformed Dave. All started with, "Hey, you girls on the same period."
I'll be right back.
Yep.
And
that's
that was
exactly
the last
what he
you
said.
Saw
yeah,
him.
That was the last time I saw him.
Well, do we need to put out a missing persons report?
No need. No need.
You sure?
Yeah, no need. I don't sound too worried, do I? Oh, well.
If somebody just disappears Stan.
Oh, well, those are the breaks. Those are the breaks.
What's wrong? Why haven't we reported this? This is Saturday night. He said, "I'll be right back." He vanished. This is like... One of the Stone Phillips would be covering this.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Those are the breaks. We gotta take a break. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Breaker 19. Anybody know where I can get a good chicken dinner? Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
We just got a email from a listener who heard us. We didn't know where Dave the Waterman went.
Because he disappeared on Junior. They were in an establishment where Junior's friends were playing in a band. Junior could not afford to buy Dave a beer.
So he split.
So Dave said, "I'll be right back." And that was late Saturday night, and nobody knows where he went.
So we got a picture listeners in Nashville right now and said, "Found Dave." And
what's Haney, he doing in Nashville?
Haney went in and had no idea. He thought, "Oh, what's Dave doing there? What's he doing?" It's not Dave. It's somebody.
No, it
that's
is
an exact copy of
no,
him.
No, it is Dave.
I swear to God, it's him.
He hooked up with somebody Saturday night and went to Nashville.
I swear to God. Can we post that picture? Can we safely do that so that people can see what we're looking at? That's, you know, is this Dave? Can we do that?
Although, then again, he does look like every bank robbery suspect.
Yeah. But she said he even talks like him, acts like him.
All right.
A lot of the bra stuff and all that. So we don't know where he left Cape Coral, and now suddenly a picture that looks just like him turns up in Nashville. What's going on?
I don't know. You're the one that left him unsupervised.
Yep, I know. Well, my turn was over.
Junior is not very good at babysitting.
No, evidently not. Oh, by the way, we got a new stick pin. Where was...
How long did it take for you to notice he was gone?
Well, he told me. He's like, "Hey, bro, I'll be right back." And I haven't seen him ever since.
So. Yeah, and he had friends there. So
yeah, there was some other bar across the lot or something he went to.
I thought he quit drinking.
He didn't. I'll tell you firsthand, I saw he didn't. Where's our new stick pin?
Cochabamba, Bolivia.
Cochabamba, Bolivia, Haney. Stick pin.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
It's our southernmost stick pin.
We have a listener whose father lives down there. He's visiting, and they're listening to the show.
Oh, that looks like a nice place.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe we should go visit the father.
Yeah. Say howdy do.
And never come back.
Yeah. In a perfect world.
Wonder how that is. Because I know it's weird, because the farther south you get, the colder it gets eventually.
Well, I think there is... They're in
springtime.
Summertime. Heading to fall.
Yeah, you draw a line, and they're right on line with Australia.
Yeah. Northern part of Australia. Yeah, which is opposite season, below the equator.
Yeah, that's what I mean, because it changes.
Yeah, yeah.
When you get too far south of the equator.
Yeah, then it gets cold.
Yep. See, it's all about moderation. Yep. We're in a good spot right here.
We're in a sweet spot.
Yep.
Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. Yep, we're in what they call the global sweet spot.
Yep. Now, you have to tell me how much you enjoyed Amy Klobuchar's presidential announcement.
Global warming in a blizzard.
Yep. Looks like a snowman. Parentheses, woman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, guys, you know what? I know it's Monday. I started this segment for Haney, but it's for everybody that has to spend their Monday.
I don't buy it, Stan.
Motivational Monday.
Motivational Monday.
If you chase anything in life, chase the things that get you excited about living. Chase the things that give you hope, happiness,
there isn't
and a
any.
Glimpse of a better
Come
life.
Now.
Chase
There's
the
nothing.
Things that make you want to be a better person.
Be a
chase
better
the
person.
Things that inspire
I'm
you
fine.
To think, create, and live joyfully.
Yep.
Chase the things that reinforce in your soul that you can make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Chase the things that make you want to transform your
right.
heart from you're, selfish
you're
to make, selfless.
Well,
when
yeah.
you chase that kind
hurt.
Of storm, you are chasing rainbows.
Yep. I don't want to hear anymore.
Monday.
I don't want to hear any more new age virtue signaling nonsense.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
If that doesn't motivate you, guess what? Oreos is coming out with a new cookie.
Well, there you go.
First, there was regular Oreos, then came Double Stuff, and now Nabisco introduces Oreo Nothing But Stuffin' Cookies. We got rid of the chocolate cookie wafers and give you nothing but a giant blob of creamy white stuffing. That's right, the same Oreo package stuffed with a creamy mixture of sugar, canola oil, high fructose corn syrup, soy lecithin, and artificial flavors. Nothing But Stuffin' Oreos. And coming soon, Pop-Tarts without the crust.
Wow.
Are we still suing those people?
What people?
The people that exposed the fact that we put high fructose corn syrup in the show. They tried to act like it was something bad.
Oh, yeah. You know, they went to other shows around there and saying, yeah, you want some high fructose corn syrup? No, bring it to Stan and Annie. They use it.
Yeah. Always have. It's worked good for us.
And we're and now big corn's it's a, happy with us.
Yeah, now it's a bad thing. We love corn.
Yeah. Cops in New York are looking for a pregnant woman. Why?
Sick.
Why?
I knew a guy like that once.
Yep. They're looking for
pregnant women around.
Yeah, it's a kink. Cops in New York are looking for a pregnant woman who smashed out the windows of a restaurant in New York with a bat last month. Because they told her it would be 15 minutes to get her food. She's a regular customer, but they don't know her name. People at the restaurant never saw anything like this before. Because some women can't take the word no. Is my food going to be out in 5 minutes?
Familiar with it.
No.
She was arguing, screaming, hello, hello. So finally, another employee ran to the front. And they said to her, miss, may I help you? And she said, yeah. The other lady said there's no beef patties. She started cursing with, you know, obscene words. They heard a loud noise. We thought it was gunshots or something like that. And we got scared. They ran in the front. There was glass shattered everywhere. And we've never seen anything like this. Never.
Mm-hmm. They're still trying to find her.
Well, live a little longer. See what happens.
Who would do this? Who in their right mind would do this? Guy walked into a McDonald's in Newark, New Jersey last Tuesday and decided to release a rat from a plastic container and put it onto the floor.
Well, Dave would do that. Yeah. He's done it quite recently.
Evidently, the people saw it and they got all hysterical.
Let me hold it.
Come on.
No.
Yeah, fun with a mouse.
Can you rewind that?
Sure.
Because I think I might be able to enhance it.
Okay, let me know when you're ready.
Give me just 1 second.
Okay.
All right, now I have to play it up to the point, so just bear with me for a second, and then I'll cue you.
Okay.
Hello. Yes, hi. I'm calling about your ad.
Yes.
I'm interested in the chainsaw.
Yes.
Is that still available?
Let me look and see.
Okay. Now, you have to let this go for a second because after
and
the
then,
kid.
So I'll cue you, then cue me.
Okay. All right, cue me, because I got to let it go, because it's about halfway into it before the panic sets in.
All right, and then you cue me when you want this, and then it will be perfection.
It should be. All right, let's try this.
All right.
Let me hold it. Let me hold it. Come on. No. No.
Okay, go.
Hold on a moment.
There you go, Junior. You got it now. You know, as soon as I heard it, that had to go in.
Yeah.
And I know most people are thinking, well, that's so subtle, who would notice? Yeah. Stan would notice.
Yeah, I spot that right off the bat.
And you hear that little yip in the background? Yeah. It really amps it up.
Yeah. It's panic. More stupid news. There's a zoo in Northern Ireland, the Belfast Zoo, where two chimps escaped from their cage. Now, you hear a little kid in here, and he's okay with it. Ah, chimps, they look like me kind of thing. Until happiness and excitement goes to fear as these chimps leave their enclosure.
Don't escape, you fat little gorilla. Mom, it's escaping! It's escaping. You better tell somebody or they're going to all escape.
It's okay. Thank you.
It's not okay.
It's not.
I'm going and telling you.
Stay there, dude.
Yeah. Don't look him in the eye.
No. There goes the monkeys. And it continues. Where did this happen? Oh, it happened in the exciting state. A lot of stuff happening there in Virginia. This happened.
No, please tell me there is not more because I can't handle it.
Well, it's just an ordinary citizen.
Okay, all right. Because I did see there was more developments in Virginia politics and I can't take anymore.
I guess I got to tell you how things used to be. See, when Haney and I were kids and our dads would go to a bachelor party, they'd have stag films.
Mm-hmm.
And they were movie films, and they were sex films. Well, evidently a 41-year-old guy found his dad's stash.
16 millimeters?
Yeah. 41-year-old guy in Virginia arrested on Wednesday after he set up a movie projector and used his garage door as a big screen, watching pornographic films in his neighborhood. So he gets the projector set up, got the big white garage door. What better place to have a big screen and everybody in the neighborhood to see it as well?
Newport News man projected a movie involving sexual activity on the garage door of his home. Police say an officer tried to give 41-year-old Antonio Smallwood a summons, but he refused to sign it. So he was arrested and charged with obscene sexual display and obstruction of justice.
Oh, God.
Bob Costas. That you realize that when NBC gets the rights to the Super Bowl, because they rotate them, but Bob Costas was not on the last Super Bowl that NBC had.
Nope.
Because he was outspoken about head trauma in the NFL. So NBC, trying to still stay friends with the NFL, came to an agreement. Well, let's just not have Bob Costas involved in the Super Bowl anymore. It's true. So Bob Costas was doing an interview where he discusses his situation with not being on the Super Bowl telecasts anymore. Because, well, they didn't want him on the Super Bowl telecasts.
I think the words were, you've crossed the line. And my thought was, what line have I crossed? And I remember reminding them of things going back to the 90s, of what I had done, what credibility I would have to comment about these things. And their reaction to that was, you're right, you're right. But this puts us in a position that's untenable for us. So you can't do the Super Bowl.
And he's completely done with everything except for the Major League Baseball Network.
Yep. Well, he likes that because he gets to do what he loves, call Major League Baseball games.
You know, I remember watching him years ago, even before I knew you, watching Bob Costas. And at first admiring him quite a bit, because he has a very good delivery.
Yes, he does.
But then I watched him, and I think he was the beginning of that type of person who is offended easily.
Well,
and he started to lose me over the year.
I think a lot of that has to do with you tried to book him for the show one time.
And spoke to him.
And you spoke to him, and you could tell right
he's a jerk.
That he was a jerk.
And it killed me, because I wanted to like him.
This is great. This is the only thing that I'm going to play from the Grammys last night.
Oh, you mean when God descended from the clouds?
Yeah. I realized a long time ago that the Grammys are not meant for me. But they were, they had presenters for the Best New Artist of the Year on the Grammys.
Nobody on the scale of an Evander Holyfield, though.
No. And maybe Junior knows this woman, Alicia Cara.
No idea.
She won, I guess, the best.
Any relation to Irene?
Maybe. Or Alicia Cara?
I think it's pronounced Keys.
No, she hosted. But she had won a Best New Artist at the Grammys previously. But she came out with an ancient, still got it though, ancient Bob Newhart, who went and proceeded to tell her and the audience that he, too, at one point in time, won a Grammy. Bob Newhart has a Grammy Award, and he wanted all...
Well, hell, Jimmy Carter's got three.
Yeah, he wanted everybody to know he got a New Artist Grammy, too.
Hi, Alessia, and congratulations on winning the Grammy last year.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, Best New Artist. I hear you won Best New Artist, too.
Well, I won mine in 1961.
Wow.
But it wasn't for singing. It was for a comedy album.
Oh, wow. So cool. Actually, my grandmother had all your comedy records.
So please thank her for me.
I will. You know what? Actually, I think it was my great-grandmother.
Well, thank her, too.
You know what? It was my great...
All right.
He's still got it. The grab bag has been... Where's Dave? Where is he? Has anybody seen him?
I believe he's in Nashville.
Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. When we come back, I'll tell you about another part of my night on Sunday. Great event, seeing our buddy John Lodge from the Moody Blues. I just have a little piece of advice for the ladies when you go to a show.
And I've got something I'd like to talk about, too.
What's that?
Well, you remember that lady that was just vicious to me because I said the guy had every right to knock that 12-year-old girl out?
I thought you were going to put it to bed.
I did.
Yeah.
I just want to revisit it briefly.
Okay, sure. We'll revisit that.
The guy was 6'6", probably 250, and it was a 12-year-old girl, but she was asking for it.
Revisit that.
And this lady got all upset at me and said, oh, you never hit a child. Yeah, and I said, hey, walk a mile in his shoes.
We'll be back.
I don't know why it's controversial.
Stan and Haney.
What are you shaking your head at, Junior?
Because, look.
I thought this was done.
I was in support of you having the right to say that.
Yeah?
And there was a lot of the audience, not just her, that wanted to come at you. You suffered through a long week of hate.
Going by an America in the 1950s narrated by Hugh Beaumont, no, you would never do that to a 12-year-old.
No, you would not.
In today's world, you might have to.
We'll be back. You know, not everybody's the Beave.
Nope.
not everyone's Wally.
Nope.
Most of them are, you know, not everybody's Larry Mondello, okay?
Nope. Right now, Eddie Haskell is an honor student.
96K.
Oftentimes, complete strangers are convinced that we are somehow related. Sadly, we are not. But to these people, we offer you an Irish blessing. May the road... Sorry. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney Show, Monday. Phone lines open, 277-9600. If you're from out of our immediate area and you want to still call us, it's a 239 area code. Love to hear from you. Maybe pick up a prize. Coming up 30 minutes away, special edition of Stan's What's That Sound?
Oh, I love it.
We've got some sound effects. Now, here's the hint for you. You have heard these sound effects before, like when we've played them in the grab bag. They've never been on What's This Sound, but you've heard them before, so that should be a head start, because if you just hear these things, you wouldn't know what the hell it is. But I'm telling you right now, these are all legitimate sounds.
They are fun.
Also, later on today, we're going to do what we do every Monday, take a trip into the Wayback Machine. Take a look at what was on the Billboard charts for this very week in a particular year. We'll tell you where we're going when we get there.
I hope that lady still listens.
Probably not.
It was a while back.
There we go.
And I forget where this was.
I believe it was in Florida.
I don't think it was.
No.
But a man was at
America.
A man was, no, it wasn't in Minnesota. There was a man, his wife, and they had their baby in a stroller, and they're at the mall. Mm-hmm. And as they are exiting the mall, they are surrounded by a group of kids.
Wild kids.
Like 12, 13, and they've got the family surrounded. They're screaming and cussing at them. And finally, one of these 12-year-olds, a girl, goes and lays hands on this guy coming at him and his family. And he knocked her the F out.
Yeah, knocked her out hard.
And
flattened her.
My point was, how is he the bad guy?
Because he hit a girl.
12-year-old.
Yep, child.
But, you know, when we hear that...
He got arrested, didn't he?
Yes. But when we hear that, we're thinking of 12-year-olds in the sense of when we were younger. Mm-hmm. Things have changed, man. And I think that him doing that is an example of how things have changed. And if you didn't hear, 24-year-old Nashville musician outside his own house is approached by five children driving a stolen vehicle pull up.
All right, so they're old enough to reach the pedals. How old are we talking, children?
Boys and girls between the ages of 12 and 16.
Okay.
I think there was only one 16-year-old.
You and I were both driving at 13, 12, 13.
Well, of course. And they come up to the 24-year-old musician.
Junior's age.
His name... Kyle Yorlitz. I guess he had a popular local band in Nashville. And, of course, you know, at 24, he was working in restaurants and everything to pay the bills.
Yeah.
And he's approached by this group of African-American youths between 12 and 16. Five of them, they pull up in a stolen vehicle, and they tell Kyle they want his wallet. He gives it up.
Good man.
Then they tell him they want his truck keys. Well. And he said, I'm not doing that. So what did these children do?
What'd they do?
They shot and killed the man. But they're just children.
Yeah, they'll be, well, that 16-year-old might be tried as an adult. I bet you the other ones go as juvies.
There's a 12-year-old and a 13-year-old. They won't name them.
Juvies. That's house arrest for killing somebody.
They name the other ones, but, you know, as he's standing there, did he not take them seriously because they were little kids? Did that cost him his life?
I don't know. I wasn't there, so. I don't know. No video? You know one of them had to be using their smartphone.
Well, it hasn't come out yet, but it is an absolute tragedy.
And, of course it is.
And the fact that these kids are capable of something like that is chilling.
You know, I watched this. You ever see it, your first 48 hours with the cops doing the investigations? There's something different now than back then. Watching this episode, it was like one was a 17-year-old, and the homicide cop was saying they have no conscience, they're capable of doing anything, and they have told us, like in interrogation rooms, when we're saying, do you realize what you've done? And they have no reaction to it whatsoever. There's no sense of right or wrong. They do it for credibility. They were doing one where they're trying to find this Atlanta killer who killed a young aspiring singer. And one of the guys, they said, we have a suspect. His name's Max. And a tipster went and called an informant called the police department and said, Max is going around saying he killed the girl. He did this to her. He did that to her. And so the cops find him. They bring him in the interrogation room and find out they did DNA on him. Found out he wasn't the guy, but he admitted to doing it. Why? He wanted to impress a girl. They were on their first date. And he wanted to impress her by saying, yeah, you see the stuff you're reading in the paper about that girl that was found shot to death in the field? I did that. Yep, that's me. I did it, and here's why. And the cop's asking him, what in the world? This is how you go and impress a girl on the first date to go out with you? That you went and committed a murder on another young girl? Yeah, I thought it would be cool.
Well, you know, it's like, We have these ideas, and I understand, in all seriousness, where that lady's coming from. You don't hit a 12-year-old girl. What she's picturing in her mind is not the reality of the situation. We have the breakdown here. Five suspects total.
Yeah.
Out of the five, three of them are girls. The girls, age 12, 14, and 15... Two boys, age 13 and 16, they are all facing criminal homicide charges. Three of the suspects have been named. Ronia McKnight, 14, Diamond Lewis, 15, and Decorius Wright,
Hi, Decorius.
16.
Jeez, insane. Insane.
And they caught them
insane
at the Walmart. And they had two guns that were stolen and loaded. This is insanity.
Can I, and you know what? I was saving this. It was a local beat story, but similar to this, we're dealing now with a girl. I still say girl. She's 18. This happened. This is what young people are capable of. I got to read this because it ties in exactly
you know,
with that.
And we're conditioned. You take care of kids. You take care of females. What happens when they turn on you?
Listen to this. Dateline East Naples. And I'm going to need help with her name. This is something a name I'm not familiar with. This, along those lines. A woman broke into her ex-boyfriend's home, holding him at gunpoint, and stole two gold necklaces, this according to Naples deputies, Collier deputies. Myria Okahida Garza. G-A-R-I-S-I-A Garcia.
Sounds like a flyweight champion.
Yep, 18. And three other men were charged with breaking into the East Naples home this morning. I guess late last night, early this morning. The victim told deputies he heard the sliding glass door in his bedroom shatter. Yeah, right?
No.
Shatter before 1 a.m. this morning. He watched his ex-girlfriend, Okahita Garcia, enter the run with three other men. They were wearing bandanas over their faces and carrying guns. The men held the victim at gunpoint and took the two necklaces while Okahita Garcia went into the bathroom. Hearing a commotion, the victim's roommate came into the bedroom and confronted the men. But all three took off from the home in a Toyota Camry. Law enforcement found the car and tried to approach. Inside were four passengers. They got out and ran away. The car took off too. And after a chase, deputies eventually got it to stop. They arrested the driver, Cameron Williams, 18. Canine and aviation units were brought in to find Okahita Garcia hiding under a trailer. This is the 18-year-old girl. Deputies found the third suspect, 19-year-old Devante Sparks, when he, brainiac of the group, when he texted Okahita Garcia to say he had made it home safely. Where are you? Deputies went to his house and arrested him. All three were arrested for home invasion robbery with a firearm, grand theft. Williams was also arrested for high-speed recklessness, fleeing and eluding officers. Deputies said they are still looking for others possibly involved. Look at these teenagers. There they are.
What the? They're kids.
Morals, right and wrong, are so different now. And that no conscience. None.
And not just right and wrong, but smart or dumb.
Yep. Just plain stupidity.
What on earth makes them think they can run around
and
like that?
Right, and it's right here. It's right here.
I'll tell you what it is.
It just goes to what extent, because they had guns. They could have easily fired those guns and killed the guy in his apartment. And look, do you think any of them have any idea of what right or wrong is?
Well, it's that rap music.
Yeah, it's that rap
it
music.
It all started under the Obama administration.
Rap! unbelievable. You know what? And I got to say this. I got to say, look, kids today, we got trouble. I want to mention this before we take the break because we're going to play What's That Sound?
Kids today, you know, think about the good kids and what they must have to deal with.
I'm at the a casino.
What is it like? You were a jerk when you were a teenager, right?
He was not.
I was a little bit of a jerk.
But was it
good family?
Was it like when you were in high school? Was it clear to you that there were dangerous people around you?
Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, there's dangerous people everywhere. You don't know.
Yeah, there was dangerous people when we were young, Annie. There are dangerous people.
But it's to what extent?
It's the acceptance in society that we become numb to it. Case in point, we see the school stuff going on, the shootings, all of this stuff. We used to go, and as soon as something like that happened, we'd be right on it. There started to be so many of these things going on that it was like, we'll wait till it's all solved because we're becoming numb to it. I'll tell you, high school kid. I know the school. I'm not going to tell you the school. The school knows about it. Kid at a local high school got arrested last week. Why? Because he thought it would be cool to bring in a replica rifle into high school and began showing it to all of his pals around and how this would go and scare somebody. Brought it to school. And one kid went and narked on him, went to the principal's office and said, you know, he's in here with a damn rifle. They went at full force, found him. He got arrested and taken out of there because they don't care. I knew, you knew, you didn't bring a rifle to school.
And that was before it would have been that big a deal, yeah. Really.
So, yeah.
You know,
we've always been around dangerous people. It's just like, to what extent?
How pervasive is it?
Always been around them.
You good kids. You hang in there.
Yep. Oh, I want to say this again before I leave.
But you're right. That lack of remorse is very troubling.
Ladies, and I'm talking about the older ladies now. I don't know about the young ones anymore. I don't hang around them.
What? I thought you did.
Well, she knows better.
Right.
I'm at the concert at the casino, the John Lodge show. And you'd think that the average age of the crowd, I mean, I was young for the crowd. There were people 50, 60, 70 years old, men and women coming in there, disrespectful. A couple of the ladies were a little bombed. There was one behind me as John Lodge is trying to talk about his next song. She's going back there, and she had to be 65. Moody's!
Oh, no.
Moody's! Oh, come on, John! Moody's! And I'm like, what the hell? You're 65 years old. Shut the F up. Moody's! So we're waiting for the show to begin. I buckled to one knee, and my girlfriend almost passed out. Two women come in, they're in our row, and excuse me, they're getting to their seats. Bathed.
Your windpipe closed?
Bathed in perfume that it was so overpowering. My windpipe was closing, and my girlfriend almost passed out. We're talking elderly women. Bathed in perfume, and I swear to God, and my girlfriend tries to tell me, well, people's olfactory senses are different than others, and they this one woman was so soaked in perfume, and I don't know what brand it was, but she smelled like a skunk. And
that's musk.
The first thing my girlfriend said is, somebody smoking pot in here. And I'm like, no, we're in an enclosed auditorium. There's nobody.
Does it smell like patchouli or something?
Skunk. She was in her Sunday best, you know, weighed a nifty 250 and cut through. And I'm like, whoa. The whole do not, when you're in a crowd, wear so much effing perfume that you knock people out.
And that one lady really screwed herself, the drunk one going,
Moody's!
That is not the condition that you want to see John Lodge.
No, it isn't. Because his band came out first, and then he made an entrance. So the band is playing music, you know, they're getting the thing going, and a little introduction, and he makes his entrance out onto the stage. And that's what she was doing the whole time. Come on, John! Come, Moody's! John! Come on, John Moody! Shut the... And how old are you? Doesn't matter what the age is. Yeah, alcohol's a beautiful thing, ain't it?
You know, you need to calm yourself, sober up, and appreciate the craftsmanship that went into those songs.
Yep, so I got Stink Lady, Skunk Lady, sitting two away from me, and behind me, Moody's! And I look and I turn around, and there's some gray-haired lady wearing thick glasses and her hair tied
yelling
up in
Moody's.
A bun with a T-shirt on, yelling Moody's.
Boy, that sounds like the most frustrated you've been since you were on the airplane with me leg.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
Two men licensed by the Federal Communications Commission to broadcast on public airwaves.
Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
R-A-D-I.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here. We're going to give you a chance to win in just a second. I'll tell you what the prize are. We're going to play a special edition of Stan's... What's that sound?
It's been too long. Thank you for putting that together, pal.
Absolute Law text line. Morgan texts us, and she says, Stan, I always smell that smell from older women, and it always seems to be that same smell, skunk. I guess when women hit a certain age, they are only allowed to buy that one scent, and it's terrible.
You know, and, you know, they don't get out often, and yep. So when they do...
They splash it on heavy. You know, what happened to, and I thought this is the way a lot of women do this. They'll take their perfume and they'll spray it in the air and walk through it. So it's just a hint on them.
Well, and
instead of
in her case, yeah. She put it in a bucket.
Yeah, and poured it over her head.
Walk through it.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We've got some sound effects. These are real sounds. Let me just make sure. No, we don't have an animal sound today. These are all just odd sounds. Your job is to be the first person to come as close as possible to telling me what this sound is. If you go and identify the sound effect, you'll have your choice of prizes. Maybe you'd like a 10-ounce bottle of Stan and Haney Barbecue Saw.
Mm-hmm.
It is phenomenal. Thanks to our friends over at Gator Hammock for putting that saw together. We're a few days away from Valentine's Day. Steven Singer, Gold Roses.
Those have been very popular.
These are real roses dipped in 24-karat gold, and they last forever. Maybe you'd like to take your special one out for dinner. We got $50 to the Pewter Mug North. Or if you'd like to go to an upcoming Everblades game, we have tickets for that. You just got to be the first person to say, I know that sound in Stan's. What's that sound? 277-9600. Release the phones after the first sound.
Hey, kitten.
What you doing?
Wanna play the guitar? You say, what's that sound?
Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Say, what's that sound?
Oh, get it, Stan.
Coming out of the hole in the wood.
You say, what's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Wow. Yeah. A little Ethel Merman on
it. Oh, yeah. Okay, you ready for the first one? And then we'll release the phones.
Hey, baby.
What's this sound? What's this sound right here? Ready?
Playing with your rattle and your plastic car. You say, what's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood.
What's that sound?
You say, what's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood.
What's that sound?
You say, what's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Ryan.
Ryan, what's that sound?
I don't know. It kind of sounds like someone beatboxing.
With what?
Their mouth?
No. What's that sound? Well, they're using their mouth, but they're using something.
You say, what's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Johnny.
Hey, Johnny, what's that? What is that sound?
It's a synthesizer.
No.
You say, what's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood.
What's that sound? What's that sound?
The hell is it?
Yeah. Say, what's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Mark. How you doing?
Hey, good. Mark, what's that sound?
I'm sorry to waste your time.
Thank you. You are. You are. Damn it. Now, yeah, it's beatboxing, and it's a guy doing it, but what's he doing it with? What's he doing it with? What's that sound?
So it's not just him. He's using something.
He's using something to create
you
that
say,
sound.
What's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Scott.
Scott?
Yeah.
What's that sound?
I think, is he like doing it through straws?
Yes, 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 yes.
Cool.
Yes, what would you like?
I'd love to get those roses.
You got one. Hold on, buddy.
Thanks.
Yeah. A guy beatboxing through plastic straws. Okay, let's do it. Let's do it.
That's immoral, Stan.
What?
Plastic straws.
Oh, yeah. That adds to pollution. Can go into a baby seal.
Yep. Come out of a whale's ass.
Yep. What's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood.
You say, what's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Here it is. What's that sound?
Well,
what's that sound?
Kind of private.
What's that sound?
You say, what's that sound?
For the folks back home. What is that? What is that sound?
You say, what's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Dean.
Dean, what's that sound?
Yes. Tuba in the shower.
Tuba?
A tuba in the shower.
No. No, it is not. What's that sound?
You say, what's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Ahoy, who's this?
Mike from Naples.
Mike from Naples, what's that sound?
Foghorn in the rain?
Nope. Has nothing to do with a foghorn. Nothing to do with a foghorn.
Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Pardon.
You say, what's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Ahoy, who's this?
JJ.
Who?
JJ.
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 Hey, what's going on? Ahoy, fellas.
Ahoy, what's that sound?
That is the sound of a water faucet with a stuff garbage disposal.
No. You're close. You're close. But
you
no.
Say, what's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood.
It's actually coming from the wall. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Lee.
Lee, what's that sound?
Is it a bidet?
No. No. No.
You say, what's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood.
I'll give a couple of more guesses and I'll tell you what it is. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is John.
John, what's that sound?
That's a pipe vibrating in the
yes,
wall.
Yes, it is. It is a vibrating pipe.
It's never good.
It's the pipe behind the wall vibrating. You were right.
Wish you had that other pipe.
Well, what would you like?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what was available.
I got Babaku Saw. I've got the Steven Singer Gold Roses. I've got $50 to the pewter mug. I've got Everblades tickets.
I would love to have a gold rose for
you
my wife.
You got it. Hold on. That's it for the roses. That's it for the roses.
Well, you know what? We've helped a couple of fellas out.
Sure have. What's that sound?
Coming out of the hole in the wood.
What's that sound?
You say, what's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Here.
What's that sound?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Ahoy, who's this?
Guy blowing his nose in the bathroom?
No.
What's this?
Coming out of the hole in the wood.
What's that sound?
You say, what's that sound?
Welcome.
Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Dean.
Dean, are you trying again?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Will you get it right this time?
Will you get it?
I'm trying.
All right, what
How about
is
a,
it?
A pipe snake?
No, that's not a pipe snake.
What's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Ahoy, who's this?
Josh.
Josh, what is it?
That is a water faucet.
It is. It's a bad faucet. Yep, you are absolutely correct.
I could listen to that all day long.
Yeah, it's a bad faucet. What would you like, buddy?
Babakoo saw.
You got it. Some Babakoo saw. Hold on.
That sound.
Got one more here for you.
Coming out of the hole in the wood.
What is this? What's that sound?
You say, what's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood.
What's that sound? What's that sound?
I don't want to hear it anymore.
Sound? You say, what's that sound? Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Ahoy, who's this? Brilliant, brilliant. If you don't call, if you don't want to guess. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Kevin.
Kevin, what's that sound?
Yeah. Is it a bunch of teapots?
Nope. It sure isn't. What's that sound?
You say, what's that sound?
Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Yeah. What's that sound?
You say, what's that sound?
Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Timothy.
Timothy, what's that sound?
Showerhead?
No. Oh. What's that sound?
You say, what's that sound?
Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Coming out of the hole in the wood.
Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
This is Mark.
Mark, what's that sound?
Somebody with a balloon.
No. A couple of more, and then I'm going to have to break it to you. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's John.
John, what's that sound?
Is that the sound of a window?
No. It sure isn't. It sure isn't.
You say, what's that sound?
Coming out of the hole in the wall.
Think Sunday morning coming down. Yeah.
Oh, that's the inside of your head.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Elio.
Elio, what is it?
That is a dentist tool. Take the
plaque. Nope. It is. It most certainly is not.
You say, what's that sound?
Coming out of the hole in the wood.
You say, what's
that sound?
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Fred.
Fred, you're our last shot at your last chance. What is that?
That's a water faucet, water spigot.
No, you're behind. You're behind. Sorry. Let's try one more here. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, Stan. This is Pat.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
I'm just peachy. Is that a dentist drill?
It is not a dentist drill.
Can I guess?
Yes.
Nails on a chalkboard.
No, but it may as well be. This is the sound of sausage frying on a Sunday morn. In the frying pan and the air and the water. It's snapping and popping. Yeah, that's what it was. There it is. Hey, mama. 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 Hey, mama.
Hey, mama.
Where are you going?
Where are you going?
I hope you're not going very far. What's that sound? Coming out.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
There are so many scams out there that target senior citizens.
Yep.
Well, one con man from Jamaica picked the wrong senior.
Good. About time. A lot of cons going out there right now, selling ladies perfume that smells like skunk.
Yep. This scammer from Jamaica tried to scam a 94-year-old man. But not just any man. His name is William Webster, and he's the only man to be in charge of both the FBI and the CIA.
How to do.
A wedding turns to complete chaos when the groom hits on and gropes an underage waitress and then fights everybody.
Jeez, I hope there's video footage.
The campus police at Towson University in Maryland have issued a warning to faculty and students.
Oh.
Warning them to be on the lookout for a mother wandering around soliciting dates for her son. And finally, I think Stan said it in 1989. Everybody's got some sort of kink.
Yep. It doesn't matter. You won't admit it, but you got a kink.
A real estate listing for a nice suburban home is going viral. Why?
Why?
Well, one of its features. A full-on sex dungeon.
Oh, right on.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. Four o'clock fluffer time. Brought to you by Coastal Cooling and Daikin. Mark.
Stan.
Junior.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
The 61st Annual Grammy Awards aired last night on CBS. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
reasons you did not watch the Grammys.
Top reasons you didn't watch the Grammys, like me.
Oh my God, Michelle Obama. Oh, what the hell was that?
I don't know. I don't know, but I didn't know. So moved by her.
I had no idea she had the power to make people openly weep.
Yeah, because they yearn for a better time in this country when the president and first lady cared about us.
Yeah, and we were all losing our homes and going broke.
Remember
and
that?
Having our pay cut.
Remember that? I do.
When you got to pay money at the end of the year on your taxes, so poor people could have insurance, but you couldn't afford it because you made too much money.
Yeah, got to sacrifice my insurance. Happened to somebody that worked for us for a lot of years.
And we just found out from somebody else in the building that they had to pay for years because they couldn't afford health insurance. And then at the end of the year, they get this fine. They go, what's this? Well, that's because you didn't have health insurance. Yeah. You have to, you know, cough up money to pay for somebody else's.
Yep. Make you all cry at the Grammys.
Brutal.
Yep.
Top reasons you didn't watch the Grammys. Your kids get annoyed when you keep asking them, who's that?
Zay.
What?
You're Liam Neeson, and half the nominees make you want to kill. You only watch CBS when Mark Harmon's busy kicking ass. You've never heard of that comedian gal they got to host, Alicia Keys, I think.
Just makes my skin crawl.
You're afraid this is the year that somebody in the Red Hot Chili Peppers is finally going to break a hip. As a Laker fan, you've witnessed enough ugliness at the Staples Center.
Living in America.
Yeah. Woo!
Ada, station to station.
You're too busy burning old yearbooks of you in blackface.
Have you been drinking today?
Yes, I have.
You liked Lady Gaga better when she was dressing as an alien half-lobster and showing up in an anatomically correct amniotic sac.
Remember those days? Good times.
You had to attend a powwow with pal Elizabeth Warren.
Literally.
And finally, the very top reason you didn't watch the Grammys.
Yes.
You don't think the Grammys properly represent what's new and relevant in music.
Yeah.
That and you had tickets to an Eddie Money show.
Right on. Right on.
Hi, I'm Carol. FDR's legs work just fine with me.
And that, my friends, is E for a Climb.
Elvis left the building.
That's it, baby.
Grab bag. Grab bag.
You're doing it to yourself now.
I am, because I was laughing.
Any given segment of this show, someone will call the grab bag.
Email.
Yeah, I was listening to grab bag yesterday at 5:30, I think it was.
Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
What?
Ahoy. At StanandHaney.com.
Okay.
I was just listening to Junior's Carol things, and I was thinking about something else, because my girlfriend said the same thing we did that night. I said, did you listen to Junior's Hi, I'm Carol stuff? And she said, yeah, I did. Like, the first three or four were really funny, and then they kind of faded.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yeah.
You always start with the weaker stuff.
And build up.
And then that way he's surprised. And at the end, he's thinking, okay, that's good.
Damn good. This is from Tom in Estero. Ahoy, gentlemen. Just when you thought the crazy left has reached its highest crazy peak, they strive for more. You have Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren announcing that she is running for president after admitting that she lied about her tribal background. You have the dysfunction in Virginia. Then the mean green machine led by OAC.
AOC.
AOC. He said OAC. Say, we know who she is. There is no doubt that...
She's that girl.
Yeah, you know who she is. Junior's favorite. There's no doubt that the average Democrat voter gets all their daily news from fake news. No, they create it. They vote Democrat because their parents and grandparents did. I refuse to believe that they know how crazy this party is and will support it all. Signed, Tom.
Well, he's right.
This is Bobby. This is Bobby. Hello, Stan and Haney. My name is Bobby. I've been listening to you guys since the old Joe and Stan days back in the 90s and have always been a huge fan of your show. You guys have been a part of my mornings and afternoons for many years. The reason for my email is that I just opened up a new kind of business in this town called a rage room.
Oh. This is the Junior was talking about that.
If you are not...
Wanted to, awesome. wanted to send Dave there, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, this can happen. If you're not familiar with what we do, we dress you up in protective overalls and protective face masks. Then you pick out your choice of weapon from our weapons on the wall, and you smash the hell out of everything in the room, from plates to glasses to TVs. I love it!
It's a beautiful thing.
People use it for stress therapy or just for fun. I want to invite you both to come and enjoy a free session at my shop. You can even bring Dave the Waterman. Let's see. To be honest, I'd love to see how much he annoys you in person. And he gave us his contact and all that stuff. That's great. Hope to hear from you guys. Take care and wish you guys the best of luck. Sincerely, Bobby.
People are truly surprised to see that it is not an act.
It's not an act.
The two of you.
Oh, and we get email. Oh, your act. This. No, sir. He drives me up an effing wall. Well, what do you expect
like
when he goes...
Like nobody I've ever seen.
No, gets right under my skin. Because you can't get through to him.
Let me ask you this. Between him and Hobomb, which annoyed
different,
you the most?
Different, because I was a juvenile then, too. I'm a grown adult. And I see this supposed grown adult acting like a stupid idiot. Just attention-seeking for the sake of attention. And it can be positive or negative attention. It doesn't matter. If he's the center of it, Junior, Saturday night, Junior's talking about stuff that he was doing with the studio and all that. He's got to flip it around to what he wants to do with the studio.
He wants to do a rap.
Yeah. It's just, you can't talk about something without him saying, well, I want to do, let me, it's all about me. And
I thought
it's
you
ridiculous.
Said, I thought you said he told you that he was going to be here today because he had stuff to do
yeah,
for me.
Well, he wanted, you know, because we were parting ways Saturday night and heading on our own. I said, I'll see you later, Dave. I hope I bought you enough drinks. And I'll don't be upset with me now, but I'm going to see you on Monday, okay? I'm going to be down at the station because I got a lot of things I got to do for Haney.
Hmm. I haven't seen him.
No. Did you have a lot of things for him to do today?
Yeah.
He hasn't been around. Hey, Scatter. This is signed Scatter. I just wanted to say I was awarded some barbecue sauce for guessing a correct answer on one of your silly games last week. I decided to make hot dogs last night, and instead of adding ketchup and mustard to it, I added the sauce.
Yeah, good call.
The sauce is my ketchup and mustard. Put into one bottle. I cannot thank you enough for this creation. I felt like I lived a full life after eating those hot dogs with the sauce on it. My life is now complete. I will never get any better from here. Not for all the whiskey in Ireland. Not even for all the women at a strip club. Or even all the strip club in a woman. Sign scatter.
You guys are doing good.
Thank you, honey.
Come down later for moose soup.
Poor scatter. It's not been an easy life.
No, it has not. Meredith, gave her a couple of suggestions. Ahoy. I'm cleaning out my father-in-law's house and have come upon a couple of hundred vinyl records, mostly country and gospel, some rock from the 60s and 70s. I don't want these things to end up in a landfill. Do you have any suggestions or leads on how I can pass these along to someone who would enjoy them? I also have 8 tracks. There are a lot of used record places in town still.
There are.
Yeah. Yeah, there's one on Fort Myers Beach. There's one in downtown Fort Myers. And I also said this, if you want to know if they're worth anything, it's our mighty John Marshall. Go check out his website. You might have something there. Moneymusic.com. Finally, this is from Adam. By the way, I didn't get anything from The Guardian today.
Jesus.
Oh, no.
Responding to
I hope he's all right.
It's his the communication between he and I. Remember, we weren't able to get his emails from anybody for a while. Now his come at like 7 o'clock at night, ones that he emailed this morning. Ahoy, guys. I grew up in a small town in Indiana near a large, older order of Amish. One of my high school jobs was at a local pizza place. The Amish, who don't tip their waitresses, by the way, would routinely go into the bathroom 6 at a time and clog the toilet.
What?
Yeah. I think they would take turns dropping piles and never flush in between the bombings. The men and the women would both do it, and it was the worst thing I ever experienced in a restaurant. I guess modern plumbing was just too complicated for them. Thank God my boss only made me go in there once to try to plunge down the mess. I hope this didn't ruin anybody's dinner. Have yourselves a great afternoon. Signed, Adam.
Thank you for that.
When we come back.
That was just awesome.
Yep. Way back machine time. We'll find out where we're going. Stan and Haney.
Cool weekends in the afternoon. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here. Thank you for joining us. Greatly appreciated. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home, and then we're going to jump into the Wayback Machine. We'll tell you where we're going to go. We're going to look at the middle of the pack, 15 to 11, just outside of the top 10.
I like this year.
Yeah, it's a good year, and then we're going to get you right now updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock Traffic.
All right, let's see what we got here. All right, Fort Myers got a disabled vehicle, University Plaza Drive, right by the Culver's. Fort Myers crash, Sunrise Boulevard and South Cleveland Avenue, and this one showing up in Bonita Springs, Old 41 Road and South Tamiami Trail. And you are up to date. We do it every week. We take a look at what was on the Billboard charts this very week in a particular year. We're going to look at the middle of the pack, just outside of the top 10, 15 through 11. Let's find out where we're going.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This week in 1980. Oh, good year. Good year.
Remember, you heard it. I'll bet you danced to it.
Not so long ago.
Now let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
With Stan and Haney.
No,
Eagles. The Eagles. Eagles.
My bad. Sorry about
the
that.
The Eagles.
Thank you.
This album, I remember it very well because we're doing the charts from February.
Yeah.
I had gotten this album and my new stereo for Christmas.
Yeah.
Had turntable, dual cassettes,
yes,
and an 8-track.
Damn right. I just couldn't carry on that way. Oh, I did some damage. I know it's true. Didn't know I was so lonely till I found you. You can go the distance. We'll find out in the long run. That's the Stan and Haney difference. If our love is a strong one, is a strong one. People talking about us, they got nothing else to do. When it all goes down, we will still come through. In the long That's run. The Stan and Haney difference. Slide whistle's really loud.
That is really something. That is a quality horn.
Pro model.
Yep. Really works.
Yeah, it does. Fun for all ages.
It's in Houston, baby. Did you think you had to, honey? Very well.
Yeah, you did. Nice enough guy. Rattled me.
And still, strikes me as one of the most bizarre things ever. Because at the time, I didn't understand it.
Huh.
Like, Stan, it's Joe Walsh. I know, Haney.
That's the Eagles, number 15 this week, long run.
And then I'm sitting there with Joe Walsh going, hey, your friend doesn't seem to like me very much.
No. I'd rather hang around with Brooks Robbins. Coming in at number 14.
Now, you had to have been thinking about me.
This one, I remember this song very well.
Where were we going? I was in the car with you.
When this one came on?
No.
Romeo's
tune. It's when we went to the dog track over vacation. I said, I got this song stuck in my head, and I can't remember what the name of it is. And it was this.
Steve Forbert.
Because it's one of those where the title doesn't have anything to do with the song.
Great tune. Meet me in the middle of the day. Let me hear you say everything's okay. Bring me southern kisses from your room.
Meet me in the middle of the night. Let me hear you say everything's okay. And I said, I go, it's like meet me in the middle of the night. Oh, yeah, I know that. Yeah, I don't know who did it.
You can't think of it.
Yep. Oh, Romeo's Tune, Steve Forbert. Lost in talk, I waste my time, and it's all been said before. While further down behind the masquerade, the tears are there. I don't ask for all that much.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Someone that cares. That's the Stan and Haney difference.
Everything's okay.
Come what is he eating now?
What do you got over there?
A bagel with cream cheese.
Oh yeah, somebody left bagels up there, didn't they? Everything's alright.
Sneak on out beneath the stars. Working at a radio station is not good for you, Junior, with your weight.
It's really not.
Somebody wants to know, Haney, was your stereo unit an all-in-one combo with phono, cassette, and 8-track?
Yes. That's the Stan and Haney difference.
Don't get that anywhere else.
No. Wonder why.
Yep. Right here saying, thank God. We'll weather down behind the light and fade like magazines. I am moving to you now. Meet me in the middle of the day. Let me hear you say everything's okay. Bring me southern kisses from your room. What?
Hey, you meet me in the middle of the night. Let me hear you say everything's all right. Let me smell the moon in your perfume.
Go easy on that perfume.
Light.
The mist.
Everything's okay. Let me see you smiling back at me. Hey, meet me in the middle of the night. Let me hear you say everything's all right. Hold me tight in the loving, love is free.
That's Steve Forbert and Romeo's tune. 14 this week in 1980.
That's good.
Eh. Oh, look at it. They called her a songbird.
Aw, Canadian songbird.
Anne Murray doing a monkey's tune.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird.
Canadian songbird.
God bless her.
You look at her even back then. She was young too. Looked like everybody's mom.
Mm-hmm. Yep, she had that mom look even when she was young.
She even raises cold and it stings. Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a
daydream believer and a homecoming queen.
That's the Stan and Haney difference.
As a white knight on a steed. Now you know how happy we can be. Oh, and our good times started then with a dollar one to spend. But how much
the miracle of American Top 40 back in those days. You could be playing Canadian songbird Anne Murray.
Song what?
Boyd. And the very next one in the charts, coming in at number 12 this week.
All the way from Canada to Florida.
Yep. Number 12, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Woo! TP and the HBs.
Yeah.
Don't do me like that, baby. You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the teeth, okay? Do I have to spell it out, huh?
I was talking with a friend of mine.
Now that was top 40 DJ right there.
Yes, it was. Hitting that post, baby. Hey, everybody. What's the difference between Dave and an aspirin?
What's the difference between Dave and an aspirin?
Aspirin works.
I thought they were going to say aspirin takes away headaches.
Baby, you were very mean. You in a public eye.
Yeah, the public eye.
Yeah.
Or you're gonna get hoit yourself.
Cut you down the side.
Don't do it like that. Don't do it like that. Well, I love you, baby. Don't do me like that. Don't do me like that. What if I need you, baby? Don't do me like that.
Cause somewhere deep down inside, someone is saying love doesn't last that long.
Band.
Yep.
Listen, honey, can you see? Maybe you would bury me. If you're in a public eye, give someone else a try.
And you know you better watch your step, or you're gonna get hurt yourself.
Someone's gonna tell you lies
and cut you down to size.
Don't do me like that.
Can't believe he's gone.
I know it.
I just might need you, honey. Don't do it like that. Don't do it like that. Don't do it like that. Baby, baby, baby. Don't do it like that. Don't do it like that. Baby, baby, baby.
That was the number 12 hit this week in the land in 1980. Coming in at number 11. Kenny Loggins. This is it.
For all you hard rockers.
Yeah. Look at that. What? You switched to one right after that, and they played in order.
This is yacht rock.
Yeah. Oh, 100% yacht rock. Listen to that.
I've been wondering why. Still, somehow, I believe. Always survive. Now I'm not so sure. You're waiting to hear one good reason to try. But what more can I say?
Someone's a real comedian out there.
Oh, you don't say.
Yeah. Heard Dave made pickled bread this weekend.
Oh, you don't say.
He used dildo.
Are you gonna wait for it, son?
They got a million of them, Stan.
Zingaroo!
They got a million of them.
Zingarooski!
Make no mistake where you are. Your back's to the girl now.
Kenny Loggins, he's putting his heart and soul in this song.
And we're ignoring him.
Yep.
How rude.
I believe he was a guest on this show.
Yes. I still say the best thing that he ever did was the song he did with Steve Perry.
Let him believe. Leave him be.
He did.
Keep me near in your heart.
No idea.
Here by your side.
Do we have time to listen to a little bit of that?
And if you don't want,
well, that's Michael McDonald in there.
For what's in your love, here's your miracle. Stand up and fight. This is it. Make no mistake where you are.
This is it.
Hi, this is Kenny Loggins, and you're listening to Dan and Haney on 96 K Rock.
Thank you,
Kenny. Here we go.
Thank you, Kenny.
Hi, this is Kenny Loggins, and you're listening to Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Love this song.
Remember this. Harmonics.
Some people when they hear the groove shake their heads cause they just can't prove. Let's turn up the music, you're mistaken the sky. Is everybody ready to move?
There's times you wanna shake yourself. There's nights you wanna yell for help. You get by in a stand and
still. This could have been something we listened to Saturday night. Number one song in the land this week in 1980. Do That to Me One More Time, The Captain and Tennille.
I don't say her name anymore.
No. The late Captain. Arab Dragon. Mark.
I forgot how good this went.
Haney and the News is next. This is the Stan and Haney Show.
Non-stop thrill ride that'll keep you on the edge of your seat. Coupled with a tender love story that will leave you openly weeping.
What the hell?
If we could just pull that off, we'd be friggin' rich. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. Mark Haney in the News coming up here in just a second. We'll also get you updated on traffic. Coming up at 6 o'clock, it'll be The Rob Show, taking you through your evening. I got to say this to you, Haney, and it was I completely lost track, and I don't believe anything until it happens, especially when it comes from this salesperson. But our old friend, salesman Robert Hallman, Don Hallman, has informed me, and it came up really quick, on Valentine's Day.
On what?
Valentine's. We're supposed to have in the studio an old friend of ours, Jesse James Dupree from Jackal, is coming into the studio.
Well, it'll be nice to see Jesse.
And the reason why, first of all, he remembers his time here in Fort Myers.
When
the birthday
he had
show.
Rock outlawed. Yeah.
Yeah, where rock was outlawed because of Jesse James Dupree of Jackal. But he has Jesse James Spirits now. And and it's I guess he has bourbons, various whiskeys, and he's in that business now.
Why can't we get in that business?
And, well, we'll ask him, and I guess he's gonna come by and say hi to us on Valentine's Day, which is what, this Thursday, Wednesday. What day is Valentine's Day?
Well, let's see, if today's the 11th, that'd be 3 days from now. So you got
be
Thursday.
Yeah, so we'll say hi to Jesse James. But see, this is coming from Don Holloman, former sales manager Don Holloman. Said, by the way, Jesse James Dupree is going to come by and say hi to you on Valentine's Day. Valentine's. I said, great. I'd love to see him. And so... it's been word of mouth, but I'm told he's going to be here. We'll find out. Love to see him. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Brought to you by Jet's Pizza.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right. Lee County, Fort Myers. It's out there. Crash, Corkscrew Road at Palm Circle. Lehigh Acres crash.
1200 block of Homestead Road North, right in the McDonald's parking lot. And one more for you. It's in Bonita Springs. Got a crash. Old 41 Road and South Tamiami Trail. And you are up to date. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
Direct from our newsroom in color, this is the evening news with Russ Hodge in Memphis, Tennessee, Dan Rather in New York, Bernard Kalb in Saigon, Marvin Kalb in Wellington, New Zealand, and Bert Quint in Khe Sanh, South Vietnam.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, February 11th.
Double M-X-I-X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you did not know. There are only four states that still allow prisoners to have what they call conjugal visits.
I know one of them is my old state of Connecticut. They allow that.
You are correct, sir. The others, California, New York, and Washington State.
A lot of lib states.
Americans spend about $70 billion a year playing the lottery. That is a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
How much so? That is more than we spend on books, movies, music, video games, and tickets to sporting events combined.
Yep. Now, I've brought this up before. During the American Revolution, we had to pay for the war because America, our new country, was very much in debt to a lot of other countries. And they authorized a one-time only national lottery. We're talking about the debt that we have here in this country right now that's rolling up like mad, levels like we've never seen. You run one, because you get a bunch of states teamed up together for the Powerball and all that. You run one national lottery, federal lottery, for a prize which is just off the charts. You could wipe out the national debt or knock it down.
That's just silly, Stan.
Yeah, it's crazy talk.
Don't you listen to AOC?
What does she say? Is there anything wrong with a lottery?
Stan.
Does AOC not like a lottery now?
It's the government. You just print the money you need.
Oh, yeah. We got plenty. Can you imagine a national
lottery? What a dumbass.
National
lottery.
Don't
you listen to AOC?
Yeah.
Do you even work out, bro?
We just make more money. We just print more. Wipe out the national debt by having one national lottery, federal lottery.
But that's not what they want to do.
I know.
Because for us, it's debt. For others, it's income.
Yep. And interest.
Mm-hmm.
Big money.
Peanut M&Ms were invented by Forrest Mars.
Good for him. Mars, Mars, the big chocolate mm-hmm. king. Big chocolate.
However, Forrest Mars is unable to enjoy peanut M&Ms because, he was allergic to peanuts.
Okay, now we got a tough guy. As much as Stan complains that Dave needs to make things, as much as Dave complains that...
What?
Who's complaining? I don't know. Wait a second. As much as Stan complains that Dave needs to make things about him, he sure goes out of his way to pipe up during the news. Would you like me text her to stop talking during the news? I'll be glad to, you idiot.
So if you're not talking, I'm not talking.
Yeah, I'm not talking either. You stoop. Stan gets mad at Dave for piping up all this. Maybe Stan should stop talking during the news. All right. Fine. You know, we've been doing this news thing for, I don't know, about 25 years. And it's been like the back and forth commenting on the news of the day. But if you would like me to stop talking, that's fine.
Well, when, I'm not when, talking.
Then. When you get your own show, I'm talking.
Then I'm talking.
Right on.
And I have no problem when you're doing a feature interrupting the hell out of you.
Yep.
So it doesn't bother me.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm kind of known for that.
Yep.
It would be rather hypocritical of me to go, Stan, you'll remain silent now.
There's Jesse James Dupree with his booze.
Good for him.
Yeah. If we believe Don Holloman, he'll be here on Thursday.
Oh, I totally believe him because this involves commerce.
It was just out of the goodness of his heart.
Oh, he'd never, I wouldn't count on it then. But this involves commerce. We are a commodity. There are a lot of scams out there against the elderly.
Yep.
And one man, one scammer from Jamaica could not have possibly picked a worse senior citizen to go after. The scammer went after a gentleman named William Webster. He's 94 years young.
God bless him.
He lives in Washington, D.C. with his lovely wife, Linda. And they got a call about 4 years ago from a man who threatened to set their house on fire and or shoot them if they didn't pay him thousands of dollars. I guess it started where he informed Mr. Webster that he had won a bunch of fabulous prizes, including a Mercedes. Ooh. He just needed Mr. Webster to wire him $50,000 to cover the tax.
And they knew they had a sucker on the line, right?
What they didn't realize is in the world of law enforcement, William Webster is a bona fide legend. He is the only person ever who has served as director of the FBI and the director of the CIA. This is not someone to trifle with.
Even at his age.
He headed the FBI from 78 to 87 and the CIA from 87 to 91. So when he got the first scam call, he thought there were some friends of his who might be interested at the Bureau. And when the guy was persistent enough to keep it up, they continued alerting the FBI, and he was very persistent. So Linda even had the opportunity to get an agent to listen in on one of the calls. The FBI traced the calls to a 29-year-old man in Jamaica named Keneal Thomas, and he really made a bad mistake.
You don't say.
He decided it would be a good idea in 2017 to fly to New York and visit a friend. Well, suffice it to say,
now we can grab him.
He has been in jail ever since and was just sentenced to 6 years in prison for trying to scam the Websters and successfully scamming several other elderly people out of thousands of dollars. He's got to do his 6 years, and when that is done, he'll be sent back to Jamaica. He did make a statement.
Did he?
Because the Websters have said out of all of it, what really bothers them is that they used to enjoy going to Jamaica.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
They don't want to go anymore. So in court, he said, "I really didn't mean to hurt you guys." And in Jamaica, remember, we love our tourists. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Thomas. Well done. In a moment.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, well, there is evidently love in the air this year. Just so many weddings going on this year.
Oh, you know it.
And what a wonderful celebration of the love that a man has for a woman. Yeah. Thou shalt leave behind your mother and father.
Yeah,
and
that's what it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know, the union, the two of you become one.
Well, 31-year-old Matthew Amers got married in Northampton Township, Pennsylvania, back in late November.
Really? That's where my folks live.
You don't say. Well, he managed to get through the vows, and that was the high point of the day. The reception did not go as planned. Apparently, Matthew was overserved.
Well, yeah, it happens.
And did the following. Hit on an underage waitress.
Jeez.
Followed her into the ladies' room, sick, groped her, and showed her his business.
What?
Yes. He then, once that was out in the open, waved a $100 bill at her so that she would do certain things. Then he got into a brawl with staff at the country club when they wouldn't allow him to take alcohol outside. And then finally, as often happens, he thought it would be a good idea to fight the police when they showed up.
That's great.
He was hit with a ton of charges on Wednesday, including indecent assault, indecent exposure, imprisonment of a minor, harassment, simple assault, disorderly conduct, and resisting arrest. Watch your head.
There, and there's the perv and his lovely bride.
And sadly, there is no word on how his blushing bride feels about all of this.
Because that picture there of the two of them together with their champagne glasses and all that, that was before she knew.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That was when he was a happy drunk.
Yep. Then it turned. And then you see his mugshot where he's still all glassy-eyed and his eyes are red. Look at, there's so many lines going like a Rand McNally road map right through his eyeballs.
One can only wonder, why on earth would he get married if he was of the mind to go after a waitress?
Yeah. I mean,
it's been, you know, like, less than an hour since you just agreed to take this woman for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And you're in the bathroom with a waitress.
Yeah, her face isn't that great, but she has a nice set on her there.
Yeah, like a brick.
Yeah, and complimentary wedding gowns. You know, she picked that out just for him so she could show off her breasts.
Mm-hmm. And that's her day.
Yeah, it's her day. And he ruined it for her. And I don't care if there's any reconciliation. She's never going to let him forget it.
Oh, you don't live that down.
Because that was her day, not
you
his.
You do not live that down.
Nope. That was her day.
Oh, that's the way it works, huh? Because I was kind of planning on making your wedding into my day. Thinking about, you know, pulling some stunt.
Yeah, yeah. You go right ahead.
Sorry, honey. I got to get him back up to his room.
Yeah. Yeah, what do you think
me. Police at Towson University in Maryland have issued a severe warning to students and faculty to be on the lookout for a certain woman on campus. She's described as being in her 50s and is known to wear multicolored scarves.
Yeah, put a bolo out on that one.
And the reason this woman in her 50s keeps wandering around campus appears to be that she is soliciting dates for her son. She's walking up to people, showing them a picture of her son on the phone and asking if they would date him.
This is my boy.
It is not at all clear if her son is even a student at the school or not. Apparently, she was persistent enough that two different people called campus police on her, and now they're asking people to report her the next time she comes to the school. They say she won't be facing any charges. They will just beg her to stop in the name of all that is good and decent.
No more. With multicolored scarves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you, Mama.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill.
There's a picture of her. She's on the move.
Roger that. Stan, years and years ago, you made a bold statement that turned out to be quite true.
Uh-huh.
Everybody has some sort of kink.
Yep.
You said it at a time when we really didn't know that.
Yeah, we didn't know any better, but I suspected.
There's a charming brick house in Maple Glen, Pennsylvania.
Her name is Barbara.
Now,
sorry.
Maple Glen is a beautiful suburb about 15 minutes outside Philadelphia.
Okay.
This charming home went on the market on Thursday, and the listing immediately went viral. Why?
Why?
Because the nice, normal, suburban home happens to feature a sex dungeon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
At first, it appears just a normal part of the house with nice lighting, tiled floor, and all the accoutrements. Also, a bed with chains, two racks of whips,
yes,
a sex swing, and various torture devices that defy description other than perhaps hardcore.
Oh, look at that. That's a nice room and all modern equipment. It's nothing like, you know, from medieval times. It's all modern.
The listing agent wound up taking the sex dungeon pictures off the listing.
Oh, come on.
But, hey, you put something on the internet once.
Yeah.
Right, AOC? It's there forever.
Yeah. Look at that house. It's beautiful.
The house is listed for $750,000. Mm. And has five bedrooms, 2.5 baths, and the sex dungeon devices are explicitly included in the contract.
Oh, look at that. That's a charming home.
It sure is.
On a beautiful lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Look at that. Yeah, always have a safe word and you're fine.
Porterhouse.
Yep.
And that's the news. For today, Monday, February 11th.
Double M-X-I-X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. We're going to take a break. We will be back. This is the Stan and Haney program.
As we celebrate our 75th anniversary in showbiz,
feels like it,
we'd like to thank the weak-minded among you. Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, The Rob Show, coming up at 6 o'clock to take you through your evening. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Just one thing on the board, and it's on Sanibel. We got a little crash, Gulf Drive and Tarpon Bay Road. However, Road Watcher is letting us know that there is a broken down POS on the off-ramp at Bayshore and I-75. And you are up to date.
Once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I've changed my life recently for the better. I started sleeping naked, and it's the greatest thing I've ever done. Yes, thank you. If you're doing it, bravo. I feel so free. I can swim around in there. No restrictions now. It's interesting that socially we're told to sleep in clothes. Isn't that weird? We're told that we should be sleeping in clothes at night for some reason. I remember being 8 years old, dancing on my bed nude, as you do when you're 8 years old. My mother came in and she said, "Andrew, put on some clothes and get to bed now." And I said, "Why?" And she said, "We don't sleep naked in this house." And I said, "Why not?" And she said, "What if in the middle of the night, the house catches on fire? Why does everybody know that? We all know that. Who spread that around to the world? In what era of time were so many homes just setting ablaze in the middle of the night with naked people outside like, oh no. Also, I'm 8 years old. Is that what I need to hear before I rest my little head? Forget about the monsters. This thing is going to set on fire at midnight.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. More stupid news. There's a zoo in Northern Ireland, the Belfast Zoo, where two chimps escaped from their cage. Now, you hear a little kid in here, and he's okay with it. Ah, chimps, they look like me, kind of thing.
I'll
until Yeah, until happiness and excitement goes to fear as these chimps leave their enclosure.
Don't escape, you bad little gorilla. Mom, it's escaping! It's escaping. You better tell somebody or they're going to all escape.
It's okay. Thank you.
It's not okay.
It's not.
I'm like going and telling you.
Stay there, dude.
Yeah. Don't look him in the eye.
No. There goes the monkeys. Laughter. Four o'clock fluffer time. Brought to you by Coastal Cooling and Daikin. Mark.
Stan.
Junior.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
The 61st Annual Grammy Awards aired last night on CBS. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
reasons you did not watch the Grammys.
Top reasons you didn't watch the Grammys, like me.
Oh, my God, Michelle Obama. Oh. What the hell was that?
I don't know, but they were all so moved by her.
I had no idea she had the power to make people openly weep.
Yeah, because they yearn for a better time in this country when the president and first lady cared about us.
Yeah, and we were all losing our homes and going broke.
Remember
and
that?
Having our pay cut.
Remember that? I do.
When you got to pay money at the end of the year on your taxes so poor people could have insurance, but you couldn't afford it because you made too much money.
Yeah, got to sacrifice my insurance. Happened to somebody that worked for us for a lot of years.
And we just found out from somebody else in the building that they had to pay for years because they couldn't afford health insurance. And then at the end of the year, they get this fine. They go, what's this? Well, that's because you didn't have health insurance. Yeah. You have to, you know, cough up money to pay for somebody else's.
Yep. Yeah. Make you all cry at the Grammys.
Brutal.
Yep. Yeah.
Top reasons you didn't watch the Grammys. Your kids get annoyed when you keep asking them, who's that?
It's Zay.
What?
You're Liam Neeson, and half the nominees make you want to kill. You only watch CBS when Mark Harmon's busy kicking ass. You've never heard of that comedian gal they got to host, Alicia Keys, I think.
Makes my skin crawl.
You're afraid this is the year that somebody in the Red Hot Chili Peppers is finally going to break a hip. As a Laker fan, you've witnessed enough ugliness at the Staples Center.
Living in America.
Yeah. Woo!
Ada, station to station.
You're too busy burning old yearbooks of you in blackface.
Have you been drinking today?
Yes, I have.
You liked Lady Gaga better when she was dressing as an alien half-lobster and showing up in an anatomically correct amniotic sac.
Remember those days? Good times.
You had to attend a powwow with pal Elizabeth Warren.
Literally.
And finally, the very top reason you didn't watch the Grammys.
Yes.
You don't think the Grammys properly represent what's new and relevant in music.
Yeah.
That and you had tickets to an Eddie Money show.
Right on. Right on.
Hi, I'm Carol. FDR's legs work just fine with me.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis, left the building.
That's it, baby.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.